It is December 21st. Santa's packing his sleigh by now, and he's still got a few more toys to load up. So be careful, because the shopping days are starting to come to an end. This is GQDN for December 21st. And within the story today, we talk about reputation games. Rockstar will be offering some GTA, a new Backbone game. But today, we start with some sobering news. This coming to us from Eurogamer.net. Intel chief Pat Gelsinger has basically backed up his thoughts on the global chip shortage to continue into 2023, and maybe through 2023. Now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is all due to the COVID outbreak. Why? Because it just disrupted supply chains, and when you disrupt supply chains, whether through lack of employees, lack of minerals, lack of whatever things that you need, all of that can put basically a 20-year exploding, or basically an industry that grows. I want to say an exploding industry, but I didn't want to go down that road. An industry that grows year after year over year, year after year after year. So this is just going to continue to happen until people get to work, till people start signing up for work. And that's what needs to happen. I'm not going to get into politics right now, but that's what needs to happen. So if you want to read into this story, go to Eurogamer.net. Now, Destructoid gives us the next four stories, and we start with the Game Awards set records with 85 million live streams. 85 million. And some people were sleeping, some people were out traveling, but still, given that many live streams, with all of the negative news today, I think that says something right there. I think it really does. It's really, really good. So, anyway, hats off to everybody that participated, at least for halfway. Okay, 85 million. That has to be a world record. Now, like I said, they got the next four, Destructoid does. And this time they're talking about Square Enix and Final Fantasy, I want to say 6, will get a pixel remaster, and that will launch in February of 2022. Now, I'm not a pixel master person, but I think the fact that they're taking so long really does mean that, one, they're still lacking people, and everyone really is, but two, they're focusing on quality, and that's what they really should do. Like, all people, like all companies should do, just work on quality and not their numbers, not the amount of product that they put out, okay? Do the storyline, do your artwork, make it clean, make it good, and that's what people at Square Enix are trying to do with Final Fantasy VI Remake. Now, to another game that's coming out in 2022, who knows when, Backbone. And all they did was a trailer. Just going down the street. No characters, no gameplay, nothing. So, if that is meant to get one energized to play it, it failed, okay? So, we're waiting for more content. We're waiting for more news from the Backbone team. We'll see. We will see. Now, they do talk about one other thing, and that is Rockstar will be offering a free game to Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy PC players. Really? Now, if you got the game from the Rockstar store, you will get this offer. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And really, if you're a PC player, I think you still have some really, really good stuff coming. Whether it be from the console people or just coming down the line, it's still just a really good thing that Rockstar is doing just for its fans. So anyway, go check that out. That's enough of the Destructoid people. They do a really good job. But here on GameSpot, for all of you Pokemon Go people, Community Day will be in January 2022, okay? And that will be January 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. So if you have Pokemon Go, then that is something that you might want to check out. And you would be looking for Spiel, the clap Pokemon that debuted in the Hoenn region from Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. So hey, that's good, that's good. The January Community Day get perks like event bonuses, including triple XP for catching a Pokemon, and incense lure modules for lasting 3 hours, tickets for a special branch research called the Spiel Deal, which will be available for $1, a free Community Day box featuring 30 Ultra Balls, a one-time Community Day box available for 1,280 Poke Coins featuring 50 Ultra Balls, 5 Super Incubators, 5 Lucky Eggs, and Elite Best Item. You want to see the article? Go check it out on GameSpot. Usually when we have any Blizzard news, we put it in the beginning. But this deserves the end, because there's nothing negative here. It's whether you like it or not. Double reputation gains for Legion World Quests. This is coming to us from Wowhead, and if you get the Sign of Lordaeron, or a Sign of the Emissary, then that is what you need, and you will get double reputation, because you really do need them both. 50% plus 50% equals 100%, and there you go. So, to check out the entire article, go to wowhead.com, and just look for the double reputation gains for Legion World Quests. Okay, this has been a Dawnforge production 2021. I did not say that yesterday. All rights are reserved. And for any more information about Dawnforge shows, go check out the dawnforge.com. We are also brought to you by stackup.org, by all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by Audible. You can check out the links there at groupquest.com. There will be more GQDN tomorrow. Until then, I've been Joe, and we will see you one day closer to Christmas.